You're, of course, familiar with the Supreme Court decision in Dred Scott versus Sanford.
Yes, sir.
That decision held that African Americans, whether slave or free, could not be citizens of the United States. Is that correct?
That is correct.
By denying citizenship, the court also denied African Americans equal political rights, equal access to the courts, and equal protection of the laws.
Correct. They were denied all privileges and immunities that the Constitution affords to citizens.
Would you agree that the Dred Scott decision pushed the nation even closer to civil war?
It did, by invalidating the Missouri Compromise, among other reasons.
It is hard to imagine a decision more corrosive to the principles of the Declaration. Many historians posit the decision in Dred Scott helped cause the Civil War. And when that bloody war, the bloodiest war in America's history, ended in 1865, the legal status of the newly freed slaves was far from settled. Mr. Werman, after the Civil War, was it clear as a matter of law that the freed slaves would necessarily enjoy the full rights of citizenship?
It was not, if Dred Scott was still good law.
Congress understood the danger of that uncertainty, and if the Constitution remained silent, the rights of the newly emancipated slaves could be challenged, undermined, or even potentially stripped away by future courts. That would mean that the blood shed in the Civil War was shed in vain. So Congress acted. In 1866, it passed the Civil Rights Act, declaring that the newly emancipated slaves were citizens of the United States. Mr. Werman, even after Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866, were there serious doubts about whether Congress had the constitutional authority to enact it?
Yes, there were.
And so Congress chose a more permanent solution. The solution was to write citizenship itself into the Constitution so that never again could a court repeat the mistake and the gross injustice of Dred Scott. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. That sentence settled the question of citizenship after the bloodiest war in American history.